been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. When you cry one more and then I say goodbye.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
I just wonder what you're dreaming of when you're sleeping, smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that bad look that's perfectly unsaid.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
so glad you've spent New Year's Eve here with me. Thank you for letting me be a part of this time-honored tradition. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. Do me a favor. Don't forget to take some time to slow down and love someone. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
KZST.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Imagine waking up in the morning and discovering your child has a high fever, can't eat or drink, and is so lethargic she can't walk. Now imagine realizing that you don't have the necessary $5 to have her seen at the local medical clinic. Or imagine holding your son who's burning up with fever from malaria and not being able to spend the $12 on medicine that would save his life. This is a reality for mothers every day in a refugee camp in West Africa. That's where I spend my vacations, working with those parents and children in an organization I founded years ago called Point Hope. Thankfully, we've made a huge difference with your help. We're providing fresh water, nutrition, medical assistance, education, skills training for adults, agriculture and horticulture education, and many, many more services to build a strong community for a population devastated by war, disease, and poverty. To find out how you can help, go to pointhope.org. Be a voice for a forgotten child today. That's pointhope.org.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us running out of time.
Outside.
Stephen, hi, this is Delilah. What can I do for you?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Who are you thinking of?
My name is Jennifer.
Who is Jennifer?
Well, she's a friend that I kind of wanted something more, but...
You kind of wanted something more, so you're in love with Jennifer, but you don't think she's in love with you.
I don't think she is, no.
Did she say so much? Did she say, I'm not interested, I'm not going there?
Yeah, pretty much. What happened was I had a crush on her before, I do still, but for a very long time. And I asked her out two times, and she turned me down two times. So I waited a while, about 9 months or so, and I wanted to ask her out again. So I wrote her a 3-page letter about how I feel about her and things about me, and I gave it to her finally, and she took it, read it, and called me, and we talked for hours and hours, and we found that we have a lot in common. Our personalities matched, and just so much was there, and it was just so awesome. And we were talking one day, and I said, you know, I'll call you back. She said, okay. And then when I did, I got no answer. I felt something there, but, you know, I guess it wasn't a two-way street.
Well, it sounds like it was a two-way street, and then she took the exit, the off-ramp.
Yeah.
And you don't know why. Maybe it's because, you know, somebody else was in the picture before you. Maybe she's scared. Maybe there's stuff going on in her home life that, you know, prevents her from being available. You don't know. But what you do know is you did a good thing by being honest and vulnerable. So pat yourself on the back and move on down the road of life. If she's the one, she'll catch up.
I hope so.
Good luck, honey.
Thank you.